So again, even though it was really scary for me to even say anything about this, you could probably tell by the vibration of my voice, I'm like, I hope I don't say stuff wrong, or I hope I don't unconsciously pick a side, or I don't know. But then I think, wait, those are emotions that I'm willing to feel and put myself out there in order to have a deeper relationship with my community, in order to have a deeper relationship with the world, in order to have compassion for people who are going through things that I may never understand.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. About to apologize for doing another solo episode instead of the recorded interviews that I have that are so good. But I've honestly just been having so much fun doing these solo episodes for you guys, keeping it short and sweet, and also just really updated with the times and everything that is going on right now. So first things first, if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are a long-term listener, welcome back. Just a reminder that it helps so much when you guys give this podcast a like, review, share it with a friend, somebody that you feel intuitively would really like to listen to this and help us get this message out to as many people as possible. As you can see from today's episode title, we are going to be talking all about how to keep your vibration neutral at times of uncertainty. Now, to shift the mood just a little bit, I really do want to bring up everything that has been going on with this current events and really acknowledging the fact that this podcast is documenting what is happening in this day and age. So as I am recording this, it is October 18th, 2023, and 11 days ago from today is when Israel got attacked on October 7th, 2023. And then just 2 days ago on October 16th is when the hospital in Gaza got bombed. So I not only want to acknowledge all of the things that are happening right now, but also just really validate all of the feelings and emotions and hurt and pain that has been building up for years and really being brought up to the surface right now. Myself and so many other Americans are so in the dark of what is going on in other countries, not realizing that our country is built off other people coming from all over the world. And this podcast included, thank you all so much for not only messaging me on Instagram, sharing your resources, sharing your messages, allowing me to validate your feelings. And if you too are somebody who is so in the dark of what is going on, I highly recommend that you reach out to people that you trust and find resources that you are in alignment with to learn about what's going on right now and how you can be of service. So one last special acknowledgement to all of my Israeli members in this community, to all of my Palestinian members in this community. I just want to shine light on you. If you haven't already messaged me, I'd love, again, to just validate anything that you're going through. And I want to personally thank you for being a part of this community. Which actually leads me to a voice memo from somebody in our community who was open and receptive to not only this work with money manifestation, but also being vulnerable and sharing how the events in the world right now are personally affecting her, her family, her emotions, her vibration, and the fear that money will not flow when we are in hard times. So I want to thank her personally for allowing me to share this and also just really take this time and energy to break down this same belief, because I know so many of you are probably in the same boat.
I actually completed it yesterday, and I think I'm gonna do it again, because you know, I did your like 3-day free of the 13 days of abundance, and that's when a lot of things shifted for me. I was able to bring in a lot of money through my business, which I haven't done in a while, and I was able to take time off and like make sales in my business when I wasn't actually working. And this comes from a person who like used to hustle hard for money to come in. I've always had enough, I've always had more than enough, I've always been able to you know, pay my bills and more, but I've always had this scarcity around that I'm gonna run out. And then when I started my own business, I've had this mentality that I need to work really hard, and of course that's what I have been doing. And you know, I've invested in different coaches before and programs, but it's never really clicked for me. Like, I've been aware of these limiting beliefs, but I like none of the resources before has really helped me to like manifest money like I did with the first 3 days of your abundance challenge. But that was something that I did for maybe, I have to look back to when I started, but I was able to like manifest over like $3,000 in my business in 8 days, which is huge for me. But then when I started these 3 days, I haven't been able to manifest anything. Like, I'm not seeing any money come in, I'm not finding it on the street, I'm not getting anything for free, not any discounts. Like, I don't know. Also, you know what's happening right now, like me and my husband is very, it's hard, like, because I see my husband, he's struggling, and I feel with him, and I, you know, he has family in Gaza, and one of his family members passed away, and like, he's from there, so it's hurting, and a lot of lies going around in the media, and I'm, like, trying to bring awareness, because I have another Instagram account that I'm, like, I feel like I need to use my voice there. So I don't know if that's what's like blocking, or because I can feel that my energy is different. Still done the work, I'm still doing the work, and you know, one day ago I was like, the only thing I want to do right now is like watch Netflix and lay on my couch. And I know that you talk about, you know, do like listen to your intuition, but like I was like half working, half resting, so I wasn't really listening to my intuition. So like, you know, I'm so grateful that I've been able to see that like I can manifest money, it's everywhere, and a lot of my limiting beliefs are starting to shift. Like, I feel like a lot of weight has lifted through my like off my shoulders because of you, your podcast, and those like everything that I've done through you, the work. But you know, this is just the beginning, and I think I have a lot of things to work on. But I don't really know, like, I don't know where, because now I'm starting to feel like, oh, it was just a one-time hit, you know, this scarcity mindset. And then I'm still like, no, you know that it's not, but it's still there. So yeah, I don't know if you recommend me to like do those 3 days again, or something else. Thank you for reaching out, and
thank you again to this member who allowed me to share this audio. I love, love, love hearing your voices. I truly believe that each and every one of our voices has a vibration. So when you do speak up, you never know who you're impacting just by your voice alone. Again, your voice has a certain frequency, and when people hear it specifically from you, it resonates. So whether that's you starting your own business, or I don't know if I should do this podcast, or I don't know if I should make a post about this, your voice has a vibration.
So again, even though it was really scary for me to even say anything about this, you could probably tell by the vibration of my voice, I'm like, I hope I don't say stuff wrong, or I hope I don't unconsciously pick a side, or I don't know. But then I think, wait, those are emotions that I'm willing to feel and put myself out there in order to have a deeper relationship with my community, in order to have a deeper relationship with the world, in order to have compassion for people who are going through things that I may never understand.
Which leads me to the second part about this voice note, is really allowing ourselves to fully feel
the emotions that we're unconsciously trying to avoid.
I am so sorry for your loss in this specific voice memo, but also anyone else who has lost someone in the past few weeks directly close to them, as well as acknowledging the fear of, am I not going to manifest the things that I want because I'm stressed out with all the things that are happening in the world right now? Oh, it hurts my heart even thinking about that. You know, I think there's so many times I can say you don't have to be happy and positive to manifest the things that you want, but I'm going to continue to say it over and over and over again and really show you guys how you can actually process these emotions as you go, opposed to them getting stored deeper and deeper and deeper. So this fear is so valid. So think about it. You're getting on social media. All you see is all about the current events that's happening right now. Maybe you had a launch plan. Maybe you just released a new book. Maybe you had a social media post that you were going to make that day that was like a really big move for you. And then you start to think, maybe this is a sign I shouldn't start my business. Maybe this is a sign I shouldn't start my podcast. And when you're hearing me say this, right, maybe you're in the shoes of some of the examples that I gave, or maybe you're not. But the point is that you're on the outside looking in, which is one of the reasons why I really, really love reading biographies and people just sharing their own stories, because it's like, wow, that person went through that. And they wrote about it in a story, in a book for other people to like acknowledge. And when you're reading the book, you're like, that must have been really hard. I can't believe they showed up that day. I can't believe that they turned that into something positive. You need to look at your situation from the outside looking in, as if you're the main character in that story. You're reading your own script of everything, of how it was planning out and what's this character gonna do in third person. And little side note joke here. Yesterday we were at the pumpkin patch with my family, and my mom goes, oh, your mom's tired. She had a busy day at work. And my sister's boyfriend's like, did you just talk about yourself in third person? And he goes, Victor's tired today. It was so funny. But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, talk about yourself in third person. This is not only going to help you validate those feelings, look at your situation, and then when you are telling yourself, you know what, I think I'm going to take a day off. I just need a day to curl up on the couch, watch TV, tune out from the news, tune out from social media, read a book. Like, it makes so much sense why you would do that, right? But in the moment, right, you might be thinking, oh, I need to do this and I need to do that, which, again, you are going to show up in times when even when you don't feel like it. But I think it's important for me to acknowledge the fact that you can take some time off. You can give yourself permission to relax, to get off social media, to again tune out from the news from a little bit. I know it's overwhelming, but really allow yourself to process what is happening. So the next part I want to break down with this voice memo, which again, I'm so incredibly grateful that they allowed me to share this, is all about acceptance. So there is a 5-step process of breaking down a money block that I have been really tuning, retuning, fine-tuning, whatever verbiage what that is supposed to be. When it comes to how to break down a money block and allow yourself to not only process those emotions, like I said, but then think about the positive and then think about the action that you can take. So the first step in this 5-step process is to acknowledge. What is the thing that you are telling yourself over and over and over again? And I'm actually going to use her words from this example of, was this just a one-time fluke, a one-time scenario, and this is never going to happen again? Even you hearing yourself say that out loud helps validate those feelings and say, oh, I don't have to believe that. I can just look at that and say, no, I don't believe that that's true. But again, step one is to acknowledge, what is the story that you're telling yourself over and over and over again? Step two is to really get to the root. Where did this story actually start? This is where we're diving deep into our subconscious mind and our memories, where all of our core beliefs are actually rooted. I'm a very visual person. So in the 13 Days of Abundance, I give a lot of examples with trees and the roots that are deeply into the soil, because that's what we're actually looking at and what we're pulling to the surface, especially because your brain is wired just like those roots in the trees. They actually have very similar visual representation. So I love using that example. But when's the first time? When's the first time that you really believe that this was only a one-time thing? Maybe this is the only family vacation we'll ever go on. Or this is the only time as a child that I will get to go on a school trip or something. Whatever is coming up for you is coming up for you for a reason. So this leads me to step three. Step three is acceptance. Now, this is the part that I really had to go back again, retune, refine, and make sure that I'm putting this in the middle because so many people skip this step.
They're like, okay, I know the limiting belief. I know where it came from. Let me just think positive now.
And I just look at them and I'm like, nope, 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 nope. Believe it or not, I'm actually going to make you go down that rabbit hole of the worst case scenario, whatever it is that you're so scared of happening. And these fears are valid. So valid. What if I lose my business? What if I can't support my family? What if I don't have enough money for food? What if we're out on the street? These, again, are valid fears. They're possibilities. But when we're unconsciously trying to run away from them, not only the scenarios, but the emotions that they will make us feel, maybe you'll feel failure. Maybe you'll feel starving. Maybe you'll feel exhausted, literally so tired that you don't know how you're going to keep going. And you've probably felt like that before, and you don't want to be in that position again. But when you can allow yourself to not only go down that rabbit hole as far as you need to accept whatever it is that you're fighting from feeling or you don't want to happen, and acknowledging the fact that that is a possibility, but no matter what, I'm going to be okay. No matter what, I'm going to be safe. No matter what, I am still going to be loved. It sets you free. You're no longer trying to get to this place where you need the positive thing to happen. You're just conscious that that is the possibility that you're going to give your time and energy and power to, opposed to the opposite. And the reason why it's really essential for us to do this step and have that acceptance, because we're no longer unconsciously fighting it. And when you're constantly thinking about, oh no, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if it happens? You're actually attracting more of it. So you going down that rabbit hole, allowing yourself to feel those emotions and talk about those fears, whether it's with your family, your community, your friends, you're actually releasing it.
I know that was a lot. I know. But we're going to go ahead and get to step four, because now that you have that foundation of, okay, I acknowledged it. I seen where it came from. I felt it and I accept it. Now you can start to think, what would be the best case scenario ever? What would be the most beautiful possibility? And how can I give my energy to that? A tangible example I want to use here, and also a download that's been coming up to the surface over and over and over again, is your business booming outside of social media. Again, you're going on Instagram, you're going on TikTok, you're going on Facebook, and this is all that you probably see right now, which is valid because we do need to spread awareness of what's happening in the world. But it also really helps you expand and look at all the different ways that you can really have different sources for your business to thrive. Like how we used to do before social media, our websites, our Google SEO. If you are super new with Google SEO and what that means, it means that when somebody hops on Google and they're saying, how do I maintain my stress in a time like this, right? They're popping up blogs, they're popping up websites, they're popping up things from YouTube, right? And all of these things are popping up because of the Google SEO, the words that you've been using in your website. And that's actually how all of the businesses were ran up until social media was made. And now you have a sustainable way that you can serve your clients and customers outside of social media without having to post all the time. Like, what would that look like for you?
Speaking of this topic, there has been another woman who I've been tuning into, and I loved her free workshop, all about Google SEO and blogs, and her name is actually Anita, too. So I'm going to drop her information down below. I really, really recommend her if you want to listen to more about Google SEO, and she talks a lot about taking months off your business, and I just love everything that she stands for. But coming back to this example of the possibility that you desire, how can you transmute the energy of what's happening in your current reality into something that is serving you and serving people in your community and serving people in your hometown or household? And that leads me to step 5 of this 5-step process of breaking down a money block, and that is aligned action. What would you be doing if you already had the money? What would you be doing in a time like this if your situation was already taken care of? Would you be giving? Would you be acknowledging? Would you be saving? Would you be resting? What would you be doing if you already had the time, energy, and resources for the things that you desire? And I'm going to hold space for this. I'm going to give you about a minute with this music so that you can really tune into this. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to give your energy to the possibility and the things that you'd be doing if you were already taken care of? See, the thing is, when you fill up your cup, you are now energetically available to help other people. To help not only, again, people in your community, people in your hometown or area, but also the world. If you really want to make an impact right now, you have to fill yourself up. And okay, I'm going to go ahead and do a recap of this episode, as well as some tangents that I wanted to go on, but I held them to the end because I just want to make sure that you guys have that 5-step process that's super easy and tangible for you to use. So step 1, again, is awareness. What is the story that you're telling yourself over and over and over again? Step 2 is to really identify where this belief is coming from. Step 3 is all about acceptance. How can you accept the worst case scenario and really allow yourself to feel the emotions that you're unconsciously trying to avoid? Step 4, giving your energy to all of the possibilities and allowing yourself to dream big. Step 5 is taking that action on the things that you'd be doing if you already had the money. So going back to step 3, and one of my biggest subconscious fears that comes to the surface over and over again, is super extreme. But anytime that things that are happening in real time with the Bible, I get so scared. And that's why I avoid a lot, not only reading the Bible, but acknowledging it and looking into it, because I am just terrified. When people talk about the judgment day or the last day, I was like, bro, please, Jesus, no. And you know what's so funny about this is, one, the Bible talks in parables, okay? The Bible is talking in secret messages. And again, this is something I did not realize until I started to really look into the Bible. So one, looking into that, acknowledging the Bible, looking at the stories and parables that are happening in it helped ease a lot of my stress and anxiety, because it was becoming more familiar and helped me ground more in things that I didn't understand. when we are feeling this fear or stress and anxiety around times that are uncertainty, it's because we don't know. And what we don't know freaks us the freak out. So just giving your time and energy to, again, educate yourself, look at what's going on, not only in the physical, but also in the spiritual realm. And I was having this conversation with my mother, and a few minutes, maybe an hour later, I run into this guy at the hospital, and I just have this, like, rule, I guess, when people are reading a book in public, I love going up to them and asking them what they're reading. So I go up to this gentleman and I say, "What are you reading?" And he shows me the book that he's reading, and it talks about the story of Lazarus, I can't even say it, in the Bible. And he's asked me if I knew it. And it was so funny because the only reason I knew it is because I was listening to Yvonne Orji's book, Bamboozled by Jesus. I just mentioned this in the last podcast episode. And she talked about it. And I, one, gotta say, I just love the way that she talks about her references to the Bible, because she makes it so mainstream, and the way that she tells the stories helps me really comprehend. But anyway, I understood the story, one, because of the book I was listening to, and he had reiterated it to me. And he tells me, "You know, this book was written by a priest, and I'm a Catholic, but I'm a cafeteria Catholic." And I was like, "What's that?" And he looks at me and he says, "Well, it's kind of, you know, where I just pick and pull the things that feel in alignment with me, and I leave the things that don't." Oh my goodness. When he said this, guys, I got full body chills, because I felt like I was going through that same part in my life for like the past year, maybe even 2 years, when I started healing my relationship with God, because I just didn't align with everything. There were certain things that I just would, again, have this 5-step process of like, okay, I see this, I see where it's coming from, I'm looking at it, but does this align with me? Do I choose to believe that? Some of the things, yes, and some of the things, no. Him being his most authentic, vulnerable self, again, he doesn't know me, he's just sharing this with me, really allowed me to have that same mentality and have a relationship with God that is my relationship with God, not what the church thinks I need to do, not what this person thinks, and acknowledging the Bible as a book that has been recorded and acknowledged and believed by millions of people, but also having my own philosophies. So the book that he was reading talked about how there's a part of you that needs to die in order for a new version of you to be reborn. Whew, that resonated. It really reminds me of the episode I did about self-discipline, because it's really about changing your identity and letting past versions of you go, opposed to you being super hot on yourself and you need to do this and that. So anywho, him and I got to chat, and I'll probably send him this podcast episode because it just really meant so much to me that he shared that. And leads me to my last tangent, is all about psychic mediumship. Okay, I have always had this interest and belief about psychic mediumship, and like intuitive knowing that it was a gift from God. And so anytime that I would hear things, either from my church or from even my family members who just believe that it was demon work, I just never believed that. Like, imagine waking up one day and you're able to hear voices that from people who aren't actually there in the physical, and you're not understanding what's going on, or maybe you're seeing things that are not in the physical plane. Like, who's there to validate their feelings? I've always had this like weird connection with that. And this past week, I got to see Matt Frazier. He is a psychic medium all over TikTok. He was on E! News, or E! Network with his own TV show. And oh man, it was such an amazing experience going to see him. So if you ever get the chance to go to either one of his conferences or book a one-on-one session with him, I highly recommend it. And I knew whether he picked on me or not that I was still going to have a really good time. But one of the things that I noticed when I left that conference is that we were all kind of feeling a little defeated, because I think he picked maybe 10 people out of the crowd. And we're all in the elevator getting ready to leave. And you can just feel it. You can feel it in the elevator where people are kind of just disappointed. You know, you want to not only be validated from, you know, the things that you have experienced, whether it's a loved one passing away suddenly, or there was like some people on there who experienced their friends being murdered and not having like closure with that. And so I'm sure there's so many other people who just, you know, obviously wanted to be heard and validated. So in the elevator, I ask that, I think there was like three other women. I said, who was it that you were wanting to connect with today? So the woman to my, the right of me, she looks over her shoulder. She doesn't turn her body, just her head. And she says, I wanted to talk to my brother and my husband. And then she gets out of the elevator. And then there's two girls that were behind her to the right of me. And they both look at me and they just say, I wanted to talk to Pat. Mind you, they don't say this is my sister, mother, boyfriend, husband, or whatever. They just say, I wanted to talk to Pat. We wanted to talk to Pat. And guys, I just look at them and I said, that's who I wanted to talk to. My stepdad, Pat. And his name is actually John McIntosh, but we called him Pat. So for them to turn to me and say, we wanted to talk to Pat, again, without any context of who it was to them, was so divinely exciting. And that alone was my message from my loved ones on the other side. And I'm just really grateful for that experience. Next time, I'm definitely going to get more of a one-on-one reading, but I do have a really good connection with my guides. I get to talk to them daily. I get signs from them daily. I get downloads from them daily. I can hear them. So I am very in tune with my guides. So I wasn't too hung up on it. But, you know, for all the people there who are just really wanting to know if their loved ones are with them, they're with you. They're with you. I might do a whole nother episode just talking all about my experience at the Matt Fraser Show. But I'm going to wrap up today's episode. So if you are somebody who resonated with today's message and you are looking at this five-step process of how to break down a money block, I highly, highly, highly recommend the 13 Days of Abundance. So this is a program that I created specifically for people who are conscious of law of attraction, the fact that your thoughts are creating your reality, but you just don't know how to do it with money. Maybe you're manifesting the money, but getting back to where you started. Or maybe you, too, feel like you're on this place where this is only once in a lifetime that something like this is going to happen, opposed to it happening on autopilot. That's not true, guys. You have the ability to heal your relationship with money, neutralize it, and attract it into your life, whether you're feeling down, whether you're feeling excited, or whether you're feeling neutral. You have the power to do that. So again, if that's you and you want to know more about the 13 Days of Abundance, you can go down to my show notes and you'll get some free resources just by putting in your email to the 13 Days of Abundance and seeing if this is right for you. Thank you again for holding space for today, and I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.